You know, Geshe-la says, if we understand the real nature of our mind, then we understand past and future lives. There are two things that we need to understand about our mind. One, our mind and body are different entities. First, we need to understand, mind and body are different entities, completely different nature. The nature of the mind is clarity. It doesn't have any physical properties such as colour, shape and so forth like the body does. Clarity, completely free from colour and shape and so forth. Couldn't be more different, mind and body. When we understand this and when we understand the different levels of mind, how the mind can be gross, like when we're awake, or subtle, or very subtle, and then again subtle, gross and so forth. Geshe says, just from this alone, we can understand that when the body dies, it doesn't mean that the mind dies. It's quite that simple. If you can get to that point, just a whole new universe of understanding and experience will open up for you. If you can get to the point where you understand, when my body dies, my mind won't die. Just get that. So much of Buddha Dharma comes from that understanding. My mind will remain after my body ceases. And here's something else. My mind was here. My mind existed before this body appeared. My mind will not cease when this body dies, and it existed before this body appeared. Geshe-la invites us, do this. Look at your mind. Just watch your mind. By mind, with me, look at your mind. Look at your thoughts. Look at your feelings. Look at your emotions and so forth. Just watch them. Take any one moment and just watch. What do you see? Ask yourself, where did that come from? Where did all that mental activity come from? Watch it and see. Well, it just evolved out of the previous moment. There's nowhere else it came from. It didn't come from outside. It didn't come from physical causes. It came from the previous moment of mind. The cause of any one moment of mind is the previous moment of mind, number one. The result of any one moment of mind is the next moment of mind. Number two is the effect. One moment of mind is the cause of the next moment. The next moment is the effect of the previous moment. The mind is an unbroken continuum. It's not like a computer. You turn a computer off, and you break everything, don't you? There is no interruption in the mind. There's no gap. As you move from one moment of consciousness to another, from one thought to another, from one feeling to another, from sleep to awakening or whatever, from one level of mind to another, there is no gap. Without interruption, each moment of mind gives rise to the next moment of mind. All we can say, without interruption, any moment of my mind, the continuum of my mind, has arisen from a previous moment in that continuum. It didn't come from anyone else's mind. So we can observe this, we can see this. Well, then take that. You know, we can become convinced of that. That's not hard. You just got to learn to watch your mind. Take that to the very first moment of your mind in this life. It's a mind. Where did it come from? Where did the first moment of awareness in this mind come from? And maybe different modern views vary, but according to Buddhism, the first moment of awareness of this life is right there at the first moment of conception. There was awareness in the womb at the very moment of conception. Where did it come from? It must have come from a previous moment in its continuum. It's the nature of mind. It's the definition almost of mind, defining characteristic of mind. Every moment of mind arises from a previous moment in its continuum. So the first moment of consciousness in this life must have arisen from its previous moment. Well, it couldn't have been in this life, so where was it? It must have been in a previous life. It must have been the last moment of consciousness in my previous life, and that's all you need. Once you understand that, you've taken your mind, your understanding of the mind, beyond this life. You could do the same the other way around at the end of the life. But let's stay with this. The first moment of my awareness in this life must have arisen from the last moment of awareness in my previous life. Well, then keep going back. First moment of awareness in my previous life, where did that come from? The last moment of awareness in the life before that. And keep going. Can you find a beginning? When you look back down the continuum of consciousness, can you find a moment that was your first moment of awareness? Oh, impossible. Because if it's a moment of awareness, by definition, it must have arisen from a previous moment of awareness. So there's no beginning. For many Western people, this is challenging. But we have to think about it. We have to come to terms with this. There is no beginning to the continuum of mind. We call it beginningless mind. And therefore, there is no beginning to time. We call it beginningless time. We cannot find the first moment of our mental continuum. We cannot find our first life. However far we go back, however many lives, there was a life before that, there was a life before that, there was a life. We cannot find the beginning to life. So this little bit contradicts many things that we think in the West. Buddha invites us, please check this out, because this is so important. You can't just dismiss it because it doesn't sound right or because it doesn't fit in with all the other things you think. Check it out. So then we've done it, we've cracked it. In every life, once we understand, we've had countless previous lives. In every life, we've had a mother. Then we've had countless mothers. Where are those mothers now? All these living beings who've been my mothers, where are they now? There's all the living beings in the world today. Sometimes we're mothers, sometimes we're fathers, sometimes we're brothers, sometimes we're sisters. Sometimes we're diners, sometimes we're food. From one life to another, we take many, many different aspects, different experiences. We can't remember when the other living beings around us were our mother. But Buddha said, I cannot find a single living being who has not been the mother of all others. Every living being has been the mother at some time or other. We're talking here countless, infinite, beyond anything we normally comfortably think about.